This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. We're joined by State Impact Oklahoma reporter Jackie Fortier, whose reporting focuses on health issues. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you.
We want to talk to you about a state question that will be on the June 26th statewide ballot. It's state question 788. What would 788 do?
788 would legalize not only the sale, but the cultivation of medical marijuana in Oklahoma. It would also legalize the use and possession, but it would have to be for medical purposes.
What are some of those medical purposes outlined in the state question?
Well, that's interesting. 788 doesn't have any qualifying conditions, unlike a lot of other laws in other states that have legalized medical marijuana. So there isn't a list of conditions that people would have to have when they go to their doctor, for example, like PTSD or chronic pain. In other states, you would have to go to your doctor and you and your doctor would talk about it, and you would have to have one of maybe 10, it depends on the state, qualifying conditions. And then they would decide whether or not to lend their signature to an application for a medical marijuana license. If state question 788 passes in Oklahoma, we'd be one of very few states that does not require any sort of qualifying condition.
So it seems one of the things that's different about Oklahoma's proposal is that it sets the minimum age at 18 as opposed to 21. Is that the case?
That is true. Some other states have a minimum age of 21. 18 is not unheard of, though, for medical marijuana specifically. Recreational tends to be 21. But with medical marijuana being a younger age, proponents say that opens it up for people who might need it. State question 788 would allow for minors to have access to medical marijuana, but they put a lot of restrictions on it. You would need a guardian, and then you would need two doctors' signatures saying that the child does need it for medical purposes before they could apply for a license with the state.
Is there any consensus in the medical community on this particular issue, whether people should be able to use marijuana for medicinal purposes?
Well, you know, that's an ongoing discussion within the medical community. There's many doctors who don't recommend medical marijuana to their patients, just like there's a lot of doctors who don't recommend opioids. It's up to them whether they think that it is a good substance for their patient. There's starting to be more and more clinical trials going on, but since it's a controlled substance on the federal level, that's difficult to do. So a lot of our medical knowledge is coming from other countries who are doing medical trials.
What groups or organizations are on the two sides of this issue?
Oklahomans for Health led the signature petition drive to put the initiative on the ballot, and they obviously support it. There's also a vote yes on 788. There's quite a few people lining up in opposition. The Oklahoma State Medical Association has been a very vocal opponent. Sean, help me out here. There was a coalition that was announced a couple weeks ago.
Yes, a coalition made up of a number of different business organizations, including some of the chambers of commerce and others who are concerned about what impact this might have on their business environment.
A lot of the opposition is afraid that they won't be able to fire an employee who is high on the job, for example.
This proposal is very specific in saying that an individual would not be permitted to utilize medical marijuana on the job. I can take an opiate in my workplace. I can sneak a drink in the workplace. It's not prohibited by law. So that is a unique provision in this proposal, isn't it?
It is, yes. And that's also born out of other court cases that we've seen in other states. There was a case in Colorado that went to the state Supreme Court of a man who was a quadriplegic, and he had a medical marijuana license, and he failed a drug test. He was not high at work, but he failed a drug test. THC stays in your system longer than something like alcohol. And he asserted that he had a right to use medical marijuana on his own time. And the court found against him. Colorado is an at-will work state, as is Oklahoma. So there are multiple safeguards be it case law and state law, protecting employers from having an employee who has a medical marijuana card from using it, from using marijuana while they are at work, as is written into the state question, like you said.
There are concerns that this is just really legalizing marijuana, and people who see it that way point to how broadly this particular law, 788, is written.
Yes, that's been brought up by the opposition quite a bit, that this is very broadly written. I think the way 788 is written is in response to a lot of problems that we have seen in other states where it was a little bit more specifically written. So problems with having qualifying conditions, problems with the state then having to come up with a huge regulatory scheme. It is specific in some places as to how much licenses would cost, and that you would have to apply for a license every 2 years in Oklahoma, for example. That's within the ballot language of 788. A lot of it is in response to other states' experiences.
It's expected if 788 passes, the legislature will have to convene to adopt some regulations, and that might require another special session.
That's true. We would see those administrative rules from the State Department of Health, but it appears there are a number of legislative changes that would still need to be made. There was talk of that during the regular session, whether lawmakers might go ahead then and begin writing some of that statutory language. And there were a couple of proposals that did not advance. There was a working group that looked at some of these ideas. The state question is designed to take effect approximately 30 days after it passes. So that means that it would take effect sometime in July. That working group continues to work, I'm told. So they very well may be developing statutory language that could be implemented quickly.
Jackie, what lessons can Oklahoma learn from other states that have gone down this path, if indeed the state question passes?
Well, really, they're regulatory lessons. So I think another thing that people tend to focus on the personal use if State Question 788 passes. But again, this would legalize an entire industry. There's cultivation, processing, distribution. All of that has to be regulated.
Jackie Fortier from State Impact Oklahoma, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter at KGOU News. Listen to the Capital Insider Friday afternoons at 5:45 and Monday mornings at 7:45 on KGOU. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.